Yes, and one of the biggest opportunities in Chicago's business of food is happening right now, and it is not too late to get involved, which I will tell you about after we thank the Chevy Silverado HD for sponsoring us today. Experience your life in HD. Visit ChevyDrivesChicago.com. So this is a big deal. The food and beverage contract for the Obama Presidential Center. The official application process has just begun, but Joshua Harris, Director of Community Engagement for the Obama Foundation, says the word's been on the street for a while.
Over the last couple of months, we engaged 100-plus businesses on the south and west sides to ensure that people were aware of what's to come.
And what's to come is a restaurant and a grab-and-go cafe, both with indoor and outdoor seating. There will be all sorts of public and private catered events with a goal overall of not being ordinary.
We are trying to ensure that the culinary experience at the Presidential Center represents truly what is great about Chicago and what makes Chicago unique. So folks can not expect the typical ham and cheese sandwich shop that you see at some museums.
But don't you think this could be daunting for some of the mom and pops who probably have that diversity of food you're looking for, but that requirement of $5 million in average annual revenue for 5 years is, well, it's an unreachable bar for many.
Look, everybody has a shot at this. So don't think just because you're, you know, a smaller storefront restaurant or catering business that you aren't, that you don't have a shot. Look to other folks in your community that can come together and join an alliance. And our biggest example is our construction consortium, where we brought together four Black-owned firms from Chicago under the management of a larger construction firm. I encourage everybody to apply.
It's not too late. More information at Obama.org. Now, I'm thinking that the food in the building with his name on it should include the president's favorites, which, according to Google, and it's never wrong, are pizza, cheeseburgers, and chili. And Michelle, she's all about healthy food, so maybe there will be some of all of that. How about biscuits and gravy? Today's National Biscuits and Gravy Day, and it's National Bouillabaisse Day. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.